Give you permission, Yeshua, Perek Tet. ויהי כשמוע כל המלאכים אשר בלב הידם בהר ובשלה ובכל חוף הים הגדול אל מול לבנון, החיטי והאמורי, הכנעני והפרזי, החיבי והיבוסי. And the big kings in Eretz Israel, at the time it was still at Canaan, they heard. It doesn't say what they heard. It says they heard something. It says those nations, Achiti, Amori, Akhnani, Vaprizi, Vakhmir, Vusi. Simple explanation of what they heard, what happened to the Yericho and the Ai, but the Nabi doesn't say that. התקבצו יחדיו להילחם עם יהושע ועם ישראל פה אחד. All the nations came, they were united together to fight against them. Israel פה אחד means one group. It says פה אחד, you know what פה אחד means, we'll get to it. It is one mouth, it is not one mouth, it is one army. So the Navi says that they all got together and they want to make a war with Yeshua, Pei Echad, one mouth. Yeshua Givon, the people that lived in the city of Givon, Shammu et asher atah Yeshua liyirucho velai. Yeshua Givon, says the Navi, they did hear what Yeshua did to the city of Yeshua and the city of Lai. Vayatsu gam hema be'orma. They also did something sneaky, shrewdly. What did they do? Says the Navi, Vayilchu v'yitzayru. They went and they like painted themselves. Vayilchu sakim balin, they took all tacks, lachamoim for the donkeys. This is chapter 9 in Sefer Yehoshua. Vayikhu sakim balim, they took all tacks, lachamorim, to the donkeys. Venodot yayin balim, they took barrels of wine, very old ones. Mevukaim, they split. Metzodadim, metzorarim, metzorarim.
Thank
you very much. The Dot Yain, they took bottles of wine, balim, old ones, vukayim, split, mitzoharim, also like split, unalot balot, shoes, old shoes, umtulaot, with patches, baraglehem, on the feet, vesalmot balot alehem, old clothing. They also took a long bread, dry bread, with spots that shows that this is very old. They went to Yeshua to the Gilgal, we came to a very far land. We want you to make a treaty with us, that you shouldn't kill us. The Chachamim say there's a machloket between the Chachamim, but some of the Chachamim say that Yeshua had no right to kill even the seven nations, unless the seven nations that dwell in that time refused to read. That's what Meir Kahana said. We give them the right to go back to Egypt. If not, they go to the Mediterranean. But first, we give them a right to go back to their country. But some of the Rishonim say that Yeshua had to send messengers first and notify the nations in Eretz Israel that they have a right to escape and leave the country peacefully. If you leave the country peacefully, we will not kill you. Unless you are going to resist and you're not going to leave the country, then we're going to come and chase you out of the country. So those people came and they said, we are coming from a very far land and we want to make a treaty with you. And the treaty is because we're not from the seven nations, Hiti, Amori, Chibi, Prizi, Vusi, Girgashi, Therefore, you're allowed to make a treaty with them. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah that you cannot make a treaty with the seven nations that dwelt in Israel at the time. But we are from far away. We are here to ask you for a treaty. Vayomer ish Yisrael el achivi, Am Yisrael spoke to those representatives that they represent the nation Chivi that live in Eretz Yisrael. They didn't know it's Chivi. They said they come from far away. Ulai b'kirbi ata yoshev, maybe you dwell in Eretz Yisrael. Ve'echot l'chabrit, I'm not allowed to make a treaty with you if you're part of the seven nations. The Kadosh Baruch Hu would not let me do such a thing. It means like this, that few people came, that's what Hashem said, they came, and they say they represent the nation, they come from far away, and the proof is that they're having old shoes and old clothing, and the bread is very old, and this is the old, they'll come and beg Yeshua and Am Yisrael to make a treat. Am Yisrael said, no, we don't know where you're coming from, maybe you live around us. So this means is maybe you live in Israel. Then Israel, we cannot make a treaty with you, you're going to have to leave the country or we'll attack you. We are your slaves. Chaim said that they say we're going to be your slaves. So they're so down to earth that they say we're coming to become your slaves. Who are you? Where are you coming from? We came from far away. So they ask him, excuse me, you come from far away, you have a passport, you have a green card, you have a driver license, you're coming with donkeys, is the number of the donkey, what's the name of your country, sir? He didn't even ask them what's the name of the country. He says, where are you from? He says, far away. He says, excuse me, yes, sir, no. Can I know the name of the city? What street? What number of the street? What do you do for a job? I mean, you don't have to be the IRS to ask so many questions. But if you have any suspicion, then you ask him right away. He said, no, they had always said, we've come far away. He says, where? Excuse me, what's the name of the city? What's the name of the country? He doesn't even say. We're coming over here to convert. We want to adopt HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our God. We heard about him. We heard what he did in Egypt. Also, we heard what he did to the big kings on the other side of the Jordan River. What about the other things? They didn't hear anything. But Yericho and the eyes didn't hear. The old people in our land, and all the people that dwell in our land, told us, take some food along with you, לכו לקראתם, go towards them, ואמרתם עליהם, יתן להם עבדכם אנחנו, we are your slaves, ואתה כתב לנו ברית. And now, make a treaty with us. So what it means is they're afraid that Israel is going to capture them, and they're coming to us for treaty. זה לחמנו, this is our bread, חם, הצטיידנו, אותו מבתנו. This was hot bread, fresh bread. We took it along when we left our houses, ביום צנינו left on the day that we left to come towards you. See the bread? See it got dry. This is what he means, see it got dry. So anybody can dry bread. I mean, you put it in the toaster 5 minutes, it becomes dry. You leave it outside. 2 days, it becomes dry like a rock. You go, you buy some Benjamin Moore paint, and you put some spots on the bread, it becomes the kudim. How naive you have to be. A guy comes over to your house and she shows you a dry piece of bread. He says, see, I was walking from Australia. He says, there. What's the proof? He says, look at my bread. He says, you don't have to be a policeman not to believe the guy. If you're suspicious, the guy, if you suspect the guy, if you think that the guy is a liar, he says, look at the bread. He says, well, then the bread is not a proof for the bread. We want to see a passport. We want to see some proof that we really leave far away, and we want to see a stamp of the immigration of the airport when you left Israel. You can't come to America, you have a dry piece of bread in your pocket, you say, see, I left Israel a few months ago. You don't have to be an immigration officer to see the guy, he's not approved. Better than I see, This is the wine. This is the wine. What this is the wine? I know this is the wine. I know. I look at it here. Hashem Elu Chadashim. We bought it brand new. We filled it brand new. Yes, maybe not. I mean, that's not the proof. Anybody can go and you go to the pawn house, the shop, and then you ask over there for an old bottle of wine. They'll give it to you. You buy an antique thing and then you fill it up with wine. I mean, that's not. You don't have to be a genius to catch it. I mean, there's nothing. There's no proof. Don't say anything. Today, Bacow, we see, look, we bought brand new bottles for the wine, and now it all have holes inside, and they split. Very Salmoten, you see, it's our clothing. Unaleinu, you see our shoes. Balumirov Adech Meod, you see, they got the hole from. So what do you mean you went? So you went to buy from Alte Zachen. You went to a place that they buy used clothing, and you bought. You went, you know, you go downtown Manhattan. You buy from people on the street old clothing, 500 years old. But that's not the proof. He says, look at my clothing, look at my shoes. I say, that's not the proof. You have to bring a proof that you come from a far land and the wait really took a long time. So it's Navi, after the whole discussion by Kohen Hashim, Am Yisrael, by Kohen Hashim, they got caught. Am Yisrael got caught in that lie. They got hooked on the hook. They did Hashem lo shalodin as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means that Yeshua should have called Elazar Cohen, Elazar Cohen had Urim Tumim. Yeshua should have asked Elazar Cohen, excuse me, can you find out who are those people? He says, not to find out those people. I said, the whole thing is, why don't you start investigating them? Why you have to ask them HaKadosh Baruch Hu a question like this? You see, there's no proof, there's nothing. The people say something, so I don't know you from Adam. I said, thank you very much for coming. I'll find out who you are later. And that's it, you don't have to make anything. You just make a treaty and just to talk, they don't have to speak to him. He says, you want to stay over here? We'll find out who you are. You don't make a treaty with somebody you don't know, there's no proof. The man just told you stories, and you don't have to believe it. I mean, they swallow the information. Why do you mean swallow information? What is swallow information? Don't exist. That's the Yeshua Shalom. So Yeshua, after he heard it, so right away he said, okay, fine. We'll make peace with you. We're not going to attack you. I said, what's the matter with him? Ha'echot lahem brit l'chayotam. Yeshua made a treaty with them, not to kill them. So Navi, v'yishavu lahem izhi ha'edah. I said, Yeshua just told them, okay, we're not going to kill you, and he promised them something. But the presidents of the tribes, they swore. And then we ask you to swear. They swore to them. They said, well, why did you go in there and swear it? For what you swore it? Maybe to Shlosh Yemim, Acharei Asher Kartu Lahem Brit, after 3 days, after they made a treaty with them, Vayishmeu, all of a sudden, Am Yisrael heard, Ki Krovim Hem Elav, Ki Kivoyim Yashim. All of a sudden, they heard that those are the people that really represent a nation, that nation lives right around the corner. The whole thing was a lie. Nobody suspected anything, and the treaty and the swear was for nothing. On the third day, Israel moved. They came to the city. And those are the cities. Givon, Bakfira, Uverot, Kiryat Yearim. The four cities. That those people represent those four cities. In that treaty that Yeshua promised to let them leave in the presence of the tribe, swore to them, they're not going to kill them, they really represent those four cities, and now they can't do anything to them. Welcome to Israel. So the Am Yisrael did not kill them. They were very upset at them. They also wanted to kill them because they are part of the seven nations. That Hashem said, they have a right to leave. But you can't make a treaty. Treaty means now they can dwell next to you and you cannot chase them away. This is the president of the tribe swore to them. In the name of God, we emphasize it, they swore in the name of God. Ba'ilonu kol ha'eda ha'antzim. So the Midrash says the whole nation came and they complained about the president. And said, we want to go kill them. And
says,
what did you do? What did you swear? ואמרו כל הנציב לכל הדעה, אנחנו נשבענו להם בהשם אלוקי ישראל, ודי צוויית עם השם זמיים, ואתה לא נוכל לגוע בהם, וכן לצד שלהם אימו. But it's not exactly right, because they tricked them. That's called שבועה, that's called a swear, that was a swear that somebody does by mistake. So it means you don't swear to somebody, that somebody comes over to you and he cheats you, and he tells you a story, and then asks you to swear upon his statement, and then you find out that he's a liar. The swear really is called shvuah b'taut, it's called a swear by mistake. That swear by mistake is nothing.
Osro.
Huh?
Osro. That osro.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Right. Doesn't mean anything. Right. Well, the God is the price, no? The God the money. Where's the money? So, but the president said we cannot regret, we cannot go back on our swear. We cannot touch them. Even though, again, this swear was by mistake. But Hashem says, Kosher Hashem, maybe, I don't know. So the president of the tribes, they had a dialogue with Amisrael, and they said we have to let them live. And they're going to be wood choppers and water drawers. For the nation, and the team suggested that they should be like slaves to Am Yisrael. Yeshua called them up and asked them and told them, why did you cheat us? So why did you cheat us? You're dwelling right around the corner. You're being cursed. All of you should not less than a slave, because we and you're going to bring water to Bet Elokai, to HaKadosh Baruch. So the Gemara says that's not the first time that some people were able to cheat. Yeshua already the second guy. I said the first time, it's not exactly the same group of people, but very similar group from Eretz Yisrael arrived to the desert. When they heard that Am Yisrael are going to come and capture us Israel, they left us Israel, left us Islam. There's no information exactly who they were, but they were part of the seven nations as well. And they arrived in the desert, and they didn't tell exact story to you, Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't know, but the same exact story happened to Moshe Rabbeinu. A group of people came to Moshe Rabbeinu. They said, "We come from far away." And obviously they were dressed in old clothing. Again, there's no information what they were wearing and what they said, the statement. And but just for Moshe Rabbeinu, we come from far away and we're not from Eretz Israel and we want a treaty. And Moshe Rabbeinu did it.
Okay.
Said, okay, the same thing is going to now with Yeshua. It's exactly the same thing. I said, I don't understand you. I mean, it happened already in the desert. Then Moshe found out. And Moshe found out the whole thing is a lie, and Moshe to the Gemara told them you're going to be slaves, wood choppers, and water drawers. Same exact thing, again, there's no information exactly how they were dressed and what kind of a story they said. So says the Gemara, that's the second time. So that's the second time, and you, Yeshua, standing over here, forget about everything else. Forget about it, even if it's the first time, you shouldn't believe these people, and all these things what they're saying, it's not a proof. But you are the son of Moshe Rabbeinu, and it happened not long ago in the desert. And then Moshe Rabbeinu already got very upset at them, at the time in the desert, and told them already the same thing Yeshua is saying, Moshe Rabbeinu said it. Says the Gemara, like this, Moshe Rabbeinu made those people slaves only in the time of the desert. Yeshua is going to make them slaves as long as the Mishkan is up. And then it's going to be the third time, not like cheating, but David HaMelech is going to extend that curse forever. So the Gemara, after David HaMelech saw how cruel they are, those people, because they demanded, they used to live in Givon and used to bring water. And since after Shaul HaMelech killed all the Kohanim, they lost the job. Then they came to David HaMelech. They said they want to take revenge. And the Givonim took some turners of David HaMelech, seven of them, five of them, hung them in the middle of the street. So David HaMelech saw how cruel those people are, and he said, you're going to be slaves forever. So there are three steps. But step number one was in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. So it really did happen in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu already. So without all this story that really what they were wearing, or what they're saying, what kind of bread they were carrying, so the minute somebody arrived, you sure should suspect right away. It says the story is coming in. It says they had it in Moshe Rabbeinu time, and Moshe was very upset. Moshe promised them also. It doesn't say in the Gemara if Moshe really swore to them. But it says that Moshe promised them a treaty, and afterwards Moshe found out that those people are liars. Here come another group, but almost from the same group. Again, it's not the same nation, maybe. Those are the people from the Givonim, and at that time, maybe it was not exactly Givonim. It's a question. But still, I don't understand your Shrabinon. The group coming to you, it's the first thing, the red light, it says, listen, oh, same thing happened to Moshe Rabbeinu, without the whole story. How is it possible that he's going to do a treaty, like the treaty straight, and without even asking anything, and all of Israel, then you see him, the presence of Israel, they all say, okay, and they swear to them. How is it possible? I don't know, it doesn't say that one did not. It says all of them. Even Yeshua was the king, and Yeshua right away he made a treaty with them. How is it possible? Besides, again, this is not a proof. Whatever they say, it's not a proof. It says they have old clothing and old shoes, and they have old bread. That's not a proof. Anybody can have old shoes and old clothing and old bread. But you can't trick, and you can't... It's hard to believe that Yeshua and all the business are so naive. How to believe? I mean, how naive can you be? The presence of them I mean, for of course, you're seeing it now, you mean?
Many naive, without
the time. Yeah, maybe it's coming back. I mean, maybe that's what the purpose of Sefer Yeshua is, to tell us it's coming back to us. Maybe it's already right. And they answered back. They said, we heard to your slaves. Again, they emphasized the slaves of Yeshua. We heard that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded to Moshe Rabbeinu that you're going to get to Eretz Israel ולהשמיד את כל יישובי ארץ לפניכם. To destroy everybody. ונראה מאוד לנפשתנו, he got very scared, מפניכם, אני אעשה את הדבר הזה, we did that thing. ואתה עינו בידיך, now we are in your hand, כתוב הישר וכישר בעיניך לעשות לנו עושה, whatever you want to do, do. ויש להם כן, ישוע דיתו להם, ויצל אותם יד נישראל ולא הוגו, עם ישראל wanted to kill them. And Yeshua, by saying that statement that they're going to be the slaves, he saved them. And Am Yisrael did not kill them. Then Yeshua, by Yom HaVeit, Yeshua B'mayim Ha'edam, Yeshua, that they appointed them, made them to cut wood and to bring water, or the Mizbach Hashem, and to the Mishkan, other Yom HaZeh, the Gemara said that this means that Yeshua extended not they should be just for their generation, they continue to be slaves and bring water not only for his generation. At the time of Shaul HaMelech, they were still slaves and he used to bring the wood and the water to the city of Givon until Shaul HaMelech killed the Kohanim that were the majority of the city of Givon, the citizens. Then David HaMelech extended and said nobody is allowed to intermarry them because they're so cruel. It's a very nice story. I don't say it's a very nice story. I said, what's the purpose that the intrusion in the Navi? What do you have to learn from this? Well, one man says, like Mr. Albert says, that now you know that the president can be naive. And the whole government is called the Nesim. All the presidents of all the tribes were naive. And they believe those people that are far away, and they swore to them. Why do you have to swear to them? I don't understand why you have to swear to them. I said, the guy come over to you, you don't even know him, you have no obligation to him. He says, the guy said he wants you to promise him. He says, I don't promise you, I don't even know you. He says, what do you mean? He says, I came from far away and I want you to swear to me. He says, I don't swear to you, I don't really know you. He says, why should I swear to you? I have nothing to do with you. I don't know, then the Navi says at the end, Yeshua died without a sin. Again, this is that sin that is not being mentioned in the Torah or in the Navi, that Moshe Rabbeinu did the same thing. Again, it doesn't say Moshe Rabbeinu swore to them, but it says Moshe Rabbeinu promised them that he's not going to destroy them, Amis are not going to destroy them when they cross the Jordan River. There's a trick to Moshe Rabbeinu, and the trick is a trick to Yeshua as well. The Navi says over here that they didn't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they should have asked, Lo Shalu Pi Hashem, it says, they should have asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu what to do. But doesn't say it's a sin. I mean, I didn't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not a sin. If you didn't know that those people belong to that nation, that you're not allowed to keep alive, it's not a sin. Maybe you should have asked, but it doesn't say it was a sin. It doesn't say. But the question is, what happened really? What's the story behind that story that you have to have it in the Tanakh, that you have to know the story, and how is it possible to cheat Olam Israel?
Were they supposed to kill all of the inhabitants?
Again, it's machloket in the Rishonim. Some of the Rishonim said they're not supposed to kill them. But it says, it means do not let them live in Hebron. Tell them to go back to Egypt. If they don't want to go back to Egypt, then you put them on a train, and the train is going to go straight to the ocean. Let them jump off the train.
Okay.
So Yeshua
was supposed to do with Amalek, he was supposed to kill them all.
Right.
There's a distinct
difference
between them.
Right. The Rishonim, but that's what most of the Rishonim say, that the Rambam writes. The Machlok. The Rishonim say that Yeshua had to send the Sahalacha, they say. That Yeshua had to send messengers to every nation to tell them, please leave the country, take your belonging and leave. And if you leave with your belonging, then you're right. But we not allow that. Mir Americano said, I don't want to kill them. Let them go back to their country.
Transfer.
Right. Transfer them, because that's what Hashem said, you may not have a neighbor, but that neighbor is a goy, an Arab. That's the idea. And they came, and they really dwelt in Israel. They just wanted to stay in Israel, obviously. I don't know what it is. It doesn't say what the intention was, why they didn't leave. See, now they're not in a war situation. Now they're slaves already. If they would have left Israel, they can leave in any other place besides Israel the way they want. Now, Yeshua is going to make them slaves.
They become great?
Huh? Yeah, partially, yeah. Partially going, yeah.
But the only nation who left history was the Jews.
Right. King Yoshi left.
Right.
Also the description when the Navi writes, so again, we have no information about the people that came and cheated Moshe Rabbeinu. So if the Navi, I mean, again, the Navi was using Ruach HaKodesh, you don't have to have this description the way the Navi described them. They had sacks, and they bought, they have all sacks on the donkeys, and they have all bottles of wine, and they have all shoes, and they have all the dresses, all clothing. It says the bread. It says you don't have a description. It says you can just say a group of people arrived in the desert, they came to Yeshua, they said we live far away, and we came here. So that I don't believe that thing really convinced Yeshua. I mean, it's hard to believe that how naive Yeshua and the presence can be when they see those things, the old clothing and the old shoes. Everybody knows you can go buy old shoes. You go to, what do you call this army? Salvation Army. You go to Salvation Army, you can buy any old shoes you want from 500 years old.
Right.
But that's not a proof, but it's nothing.
Who is
Yishtar Yid? It doesn't say. It means Am Yisrael.
Yishtar
Yid is Am Yisrael? Yeah, that means. Yeah, right. I don't know. What type of representative? We don't know. There's no information. Maybe. No. How is Fleischer? It doesn't say. There's no information. Maybe. I didn't see. Maybe. So Mari says like this. The Zohar brings the story about Rabbi Abba Mikipi. Story of one of the Chachamim. This one day he was walking and he came next to a cave. One stopped. This one stopped. And one came to a cave. Rabbi Abba, this guy Rabbi Abba came to a cave. And he looks in the cave, he sees a person sleeping in the cave. He looks at him. All of a sudden he sees a snake is coming out, and he's going to bite the person sleeping over there. He's going to bite the person that's sleeping. So he's watching. And all of a sudden he sees something like a cat jump and kills the cat.
Kills the snake.
The man wakes up like nothing happened. He looks, he sees the snake is dead, nothing. Mm-hmm. He walks out of the cave. The cave caved in. Says the Zohar, Rabbi Abba ran over to the person. Rabbi Abba ran to the person. He says, must be a big mikubal. So Sancho took big miracles one after the other. He says, what's your job exactly? You have a kollel or something? He says, nothing. So I says, listen, something is wrong. I said, I saw the snake is coming to bite you. I saw this, like, something like a cat jumping on the snake. And then you were sleeping over there. And then you got outside. The minute you got outside, the whole thing caved in. You must be something special. Who are you? He says, I tell you, I don't know nothing. He says, tell me something about you. I said, I can tell you one thing about me. I said, that's my flag, he says. He says, I don't hate anybody. I don't fight with anybody. When a person hates me, I love him more. And somebody does a bad thing to me, I want to do something good to him. Maybe. So Rabbi Abba said that Zohar started to cry. He said, this person is greater than Yosef HaTzadi. So what is greater than Yosef HaTzadi? So when the brothers came to Mitzrayim, and they appeared with Yosef's palace, it says, Vaitnaker Aleim, Vaitaber Itam Kashot. He says, Moshe, Yosef pretended he doesn't even know them. He doesn't know who they are. He says, I don't know you. He says, you look at them. Not only you pretend you don't know them. He gave them a hard time, spoke harshly. He says, gave them a hard time. He says, oh, Rabbi Abba. But Rabbi Abba was crying. He says, that person is greater than Yosef HaTzadik. He says, with all the respect of Yosef, he says, the Zohar, that thing was a mistake upon Yosef. He says, now you're like this. Yosef made a mistake. And the brothers also made a mistake. He says, the brothers, they went and they took Yosef's clothes, the garment, and they slaughtered a goat, and then they dipped the garment in the goat, and then they brought it to Yaakov and says, do you know that? Yaakov said, no. He says, what do you mean you don't know? This is Yosef. Oh, that's true. I remember. I said, where is Yosef? I have no idea. We don't know where Yosef is. He says, halatu. He says, with all the respect, we're coming now to Eretz Israel. Yeshua is Yosef's grandson. And all this year Israel, all the presidents of all the tribes of Eretz Israel, they're all coming to inherit Eretz Israel. He says, with all the respect, Yosef cheated your brothers by pretending you don't know them. They cheated the father, bringing the garment to the father, and saying that they found it on the street. And they asked Yaakov, do you recognize it? He says, that this really what happened in the desert, first to Moshe Rabbeinu. I says, what do you mean you cannot know? What do you mean you cannot recognize the people? What do you mean you believe a stranger that comes and tells you a story? He says, listen, I'm from that place, I'm from far away. He says, where's your passport? You need to ask him a passport, ask him birth certificate, ask him your driver license, ask him where you're from. He says, nothing. He says, all the information is crooked. He says, they don't give no information. And Yeshua and all of his team, they swallow the whole thing. It's not only they swallow the whole thing, they're going to make a treaty, they're going to swear. He says, that's what the brothers did. The brothers, after they saw Yosef, they sat down And they ate a piece of bread. And they made a swear. With HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And said, they made a swear with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, nobody is going to tell where Yosef is and what did we do to Yosef. So Zahi, with all the respect, are you coming, you're never to Israel? It says, first, I tried to give you that message in time of Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, right, look, I sent those people to the desert. They came from Israel. They said, we are from far away, and Moshe Rabbeinu believed them. He says, this is Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the biggest prophet that we ever had. So how can you treat the guy? How can you come to Moshe Rabbeinu, look in his eyes, and see him far away? Moshe looks at you, he knows that Moshe is like a MRI. I mean, he looks at you, he knows everything. He says, he knew everything, Moshe. He says, here the peace, some strangers coming, and they say, we found a way. Moshe swallowed it. He says, Moshe swallowed it, and then he found out it was a mistake. I say, okay, fine. He says, here the story comes again. He says, Yeshua, the same exact story is going to happen to you. He says, they're coming. He says, why don't you remember it? Why don't you remember something happened to Moshe Rabbeinu? He says, no, listen to the description. He says, Ali, look at the description. Need permission. He looks like this. And says, this is sentence 4, it says, Vayasu Gam Hema. Says the Gemara, Gam Hema. All for them did the same trick. The same trick they did to Moshe, they're going to do to Yeshua. So here's the description. Yaakov Yisrahu, they made like this, Yaakov Sakim. Yaakov Avinu put a sack on him when the brothers brought the scarfment. Says that he tore his clothing, he put a sack. Says, Balin Lachamoreim for the donkeys. Right. He had a donkey when he came out of Mitzrayim. He doesn't say what Nodotian. Na'alayim balot, they sold Yosef a pair of shoes. With Talmud balot aleim. They tore Yosef's clothing off. Then I don't know.
Were they
sober?
Huh?
No. They drank it Yosef's house, but I don't know. Maybe that's me. Ari doesn't say. And Ari says that this is the sack, and this is the donkeys, and this is the shoes, and this is the garment. They sat down and they ate bread after they sold Yosef. He says, look, they do the same trick to you. He says, you see, you're going to be blind. You won't be able to get the information. You're going to swallow the information. He says, Yeshua, you look at them. He says, I don't know you. He says, don't want you to ask them a question. He says, I have no idea. They say, probably to say the truth. He says, why? He says, because you pretended that you're the grandson of Yosef. And Yosef says, you pretended to the brothers that you don't know them. And also you spoke very harshly to them. That's your punishment. He says, you're going to make a treaty to those people, and you want them to recognize them. Even though that something happened to Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, that's the same idea that Moshe Rabbeinu was tricked. You're being tricked the same exact thing.
The other way around.
Huh?
Can't he be doing something out of the good of his heart?
Who?
Because he's trying to make rectification what Joseph did to his brother.
Oh, so that's... We'll see in 1 minute. We'll see in 1 minute why what was wrong.
So instead of just
the dinner, he made the dinner. Kach katum berashi, but don't interpret all the other things. I'm sorry.
For the sin of Joseph's brothers.
Fine.
What happened with Moses?
Fine.
He could be doing.
You know, it was Moshe. Who was Moshe? Remember? Moshe was Mr. Levi. Remember the Arizes.
Right.
So Moshe. Moshe had to go through this as a punishment. That's what he did to Yosef.
And here we have a situation.
The situation is the opposite. Yeah. Joshua is Yosef,
he's
and all.
Turn it around.
He's not trying the opposite.
So Joseph, but he might be trying to make up for the sins of Joseph's brothers.
Well, he cannot do it. He has his own sins.
These people, good, you know, intention, knowing
he's people, not allowed to.
They were trying to.
Right, he's not allowed to. Right, he's not allowed to. It cannot be good to someone God doesn't let to make anything.
Yeah,
it cannot
be wrong. Every time that God says to us to do something, we're supposed to always make good for somebody else. But when we try to make it, it's not part of the.
No, you're not supposed to make it to somebody. God said you should not be your neighbor in Eretz Yisrael. Can't be good to him. That's what God said. You cannot let them live in Eretz Yisrael. They're allowed to leave the land with all the packages. They may not stay in Eretz Yisrael. If they resist, you're allowed to go and kill them. That's an order from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a mitzvah in Tayag mitzvot. One of the 630 mitzvot is a mitzvah to send all the goyim. The land belongs to Abraham Avinu, not to them.
What if they've already accepted the fact they were being Noahites? And they would accept it.
Nothing to do with this.
So in other words, just the fact that they are the one they're prohibited in living in the land.
Right.
Curious.
Right.
Well, why would you go up to the sea, and Yamin wasn't there? Why is it...
Right, it's always the same question. Part of them, if you remember, he said that Binyamin himself named 10 of his children after Yosef. That moment he became a partner in that story of Yosef. So he says that this is really, if you look at sentence 14, it says, Vayikra Anashim Mitzadam, it says, the Jewish people swallowed, and they got hooked on the hook, but Pi Hashem lo shalom, they didn't ask God's mouth. What does that mean, really? It means that Yosef's brothers, really, when they did the swear, they took HaKadosh Baruch Hu into that meeting. There were nine, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is number 10. And we're going to take HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the judge number 10, we're going to force HaKadosh Baruch Hu and everybody else not to tell Yaakov Avinu where is Yosef. This is what the meaning of the punchline. It says, Am Yisrael swallowed it. It says, everybody believed those people, the Givonim, that really they came from far land. It says, why? But Pi Hashem Lo Shem, don't ask God. It says, what do you mean don't ask God? Why should I ask God? It says, you should ask. You should have asked. Before you sold Yosef, you should have asked God, shall we sell Yosef? He says, no, Yosef deserves death. You have all kinds of complaints against Yosef. This is very nice. Why did you force God to make a swear? It says, those of the Nesi'im are going to make this swear. It says, this is the swear to tell you that they don't recognize those people. They don't know them. They're going to swear for nothing. It says, the swear is really meaningless. It's the same swear that the brothers made not to tell Yaakov Avinu where is Yosef. The same swear that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset about this kind of a swear. It says, that's what's going to happen to Yeshua right now. It says, Yeshua and the presidents of Israel are going to get the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still upset about the trick, that lie, the lie that Yosef pretended that he doesn't know the brothers, and the brothers pretended other things. But he said, this is the love in the Torah. This is in Parashat Be'ah, Lo Tonu Ishet Amito. This is one of the Tayag Mitzvot, says Ari, is not to cheat. It says to take money from someone. And it says there's a love also do not cheat with your mouth, or do not pretend. It says you make a phone call and you say, this is the police calling you. That's a sin. It's called Onahat Dvarim. That's in Tayag Mitzvot. This is to trick somebody, is a love.
Are you allowed to make fun, or do you just have a joke with somebody?
On April 1st.
Well,
maybe, I don't know.
Are you allowed, in other words, are you allowed to...
No, you're not allowed to make a joke of somebody, no. Let's call an advarim.
With them, yeah.
Let's call an advarim. Teasing somebody, making a joke with somebody, or pretend, that's called an advarim. That means you're lying. Lying means stealing. It means stealing is mine. That's what it means. And that's the continuation, says Ari, of what the brothers did to Yaakov Avinu by bringing this garment, and by Yosef pretending, that's what the Abba says in the Zohar, with all the respect that Yosef pretended to his brother, he doesn't know them, says Rabbi Abba, this was wrong. Says Ari, that doesn't mean it was wrong. You cannot pull legs of somebody, and you cannot feed him the wrong information and say, well, listen, my name is Yosef. He said, you know, it's very nice. He said, Rabbi Abba, with all the respect for Yosef, you pull the legs, their legs, and your father's legs, and you told them, you don't know them, the spies, and they went to the father. He says, well, who gave you the right to do such a thing? That's called on the advarim. That's what I'm saying with father. He says, that this is called cheating. He says, you cheated somebody, you didn't steal any money from him, that you cheated his mind. He says, Dari, this is a major sin. This is the whole story over here. So the story is that those people came to Moshe Rabbeinu in the desert, cheated or stole Moshe's mind by telling Moshe Rabbeinu, we are from a far away land. He says, this is Moshe, the father of all the prophets, cannot catch them. So that is possible. That's possible. He says, Pi Hashem lo shalu, they didn't ask God. He says, they didn't ask Hashem's mouth. It is your mouth that you made a treaty, and then you sent to, you went to Yaakov, and you tricked Yaakov, and you cheated Yaakov. That's called an advarim. He says, this is coming back to you. It is coming with you. I says, Ari, this is really what it says over here, that Am Yisrael wanted to kill them. And the president and Yeshua said, don't kill them. He says, because they were so upset that something similar that happened, they wanted to kill Yosef HaTzadik. Now they want to kill those people. He says, they cannot hold back. It's a continuation. They don't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rashi, says, that's the Midrash says really. That's what the Maskil said before. It says that in the beginning of the parasha, Rashi says, the Midrash, Rashi quotes the Midrash again, Rashi says, Yasu gam em ha-beroma, it said they also did with a trick. It said that the Shimon ve-Levi did a trick also. It says this is the Jewish tikkun that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see if we really behave with 100% truth, or we try to make a trick. Even though that Rashi translates the words Be'omah Be'chokhmah, but Rashi over here says that the Givonim, that nation came, were able to trick Yehoshua, and able to trick all of Israel, because Shimon and Levi tricked the city of Shechem, and the city of Shechem, they were Chivi, and the Givonim are from the nation Chivi. Says the Midrash, it didn't start then. It started with the snake. The snake in Aramaic is called Chidya. It says the snake cheated Chava. It says the whole world is standing on one big lie. It says the first lie started with the snake. They cheated Chava Imenu, and then that lie continued with Shimon and Levi, and then continued with Yosef and his brothers. It says Hafet Chaim, Ruba Meshakrim, Kula Magzimim. It says that Hafet Chaim writes in his book, most of us lies. All of us exaggerate. That's how he writes in his book. The root for it, he doesn't write it, but the root, that's what Ari says. That the world started with the lie of the snake that's called Chivi. Chivya in Aramaic, Chivya is the snake.
So how do you straighten out the snake so that we can straighten out the world?
Can you straighten a banana?
Yeah. You cook it and
you bend
it back and
forth. That's all you know what to do. You have to cook the world.
To cook the snake.
No, to cook the world, not the snake. So Ari said, this is that's what the Chafetz Chaim really means. And the Chafetz Chaim writes it in different ways. I mean, the Chafetz Chaim writes it in one way, but Ari said it in another way. But that's the Gemara. It's really what's based on the Gemara. That this is not to lie. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just appreciate if you don't lie. So this world was, we may say, destroyed with the lie of the snake to Chava Imenu, with the what we call sneakiness of the snake, with the shrewdness of the snake. He says that shrewdness of the snake pushed Shimon and Levi to be shrewdy with the city of Shechem, and the city of Shechem belonged to that nation called Chivi. That nation, those people that came down here now and they tricked Yoshua and they tricked the team, because it is a continuation of the trick that Yosef and his brothers and the trick that Shimon and Levi and the city of Shechem, the trick the snake did with Chava Imenu. This is what you, this is why you have this chapter in Sefer Yoshua. Not a story about the Givonim. You have to know, if somebody is going to come to cheat you, it's because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a message. It's Pi Hashem Lo Shalu. It says, you didn't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You didn't ask Yaakov Avinu, Shimon and Levi, when you went to destroy Shechem. And you, Bnei Yaakov, the children of Yaakov, you did not ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu if that's the right way to do to Yosef. Adam HaRishon, Chava Imenu, they created the first day of creation. He says, the snake said and said and said. He said, you, Chava, before you submit to that, you should go and wake up your husband and ask your husband, he's a guy over here, a stranger over the mainland over here, he tells me that I'm allowed to eat from it to that. He said, what do you say? You're my husband. He says, Pi Hashem Lo Shalu, you don't ask. He says, Ari, that's a continuation of not asking. He says, Lo Abayishan Lameh, says, Ari, this is what Pirkei Avot says, and a person that is shy will never learn. That's what it says over here. That Pia Hashem lo shalu, it means the Shosh of the Vaskar Kadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't ask, because it's a continuation of the sin of Yosef and his brothers. It's a continuation of the sin Shimon and Levi and Yaakov. It's a continuation of the sin of Chava Emanuel and the snake. It's Pia Hashem, you don't ask Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you would ask Kadosh Baruch Hu, you wouldn't have come to that position, to that state, that you're going to do something against your own will, something that later you don't believe. How do you do such a thing? The Kadosh Baruch Hu blocks your mind, says Dari, because it is not ask Kadosh Baruch Hu. But really, this is really what the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, always to ask him what to do. And if you ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu what to do, this is really the idea of being safe from the lion. Dari said in Lefik Parasha, this is the flag. It says that every tribe had the flag. So Dari, what is the significance of a flag? The Midrash, Yom Israel, Namad Har Sinai, they saw the angels coming with flags. And every angel has a flag in his hand. And Yom Israel said they want to have flags. And this is the flag that we read, let's say Parasha, that every tribe had a flag, and in every tribe, the color of the flag, and the picture of the flag was different. I said, Dari, that Nebuzaradan, when he was commanded by Nebuchadnezzar and Makshimo to go destroy the Midrash, so the Gemara, Nebuzaradan were afraid to go. And I cannot go, that's the holy city. I'm afraid. So Nebuchadnezzar told him, give me your shield. And Nebuchadnezzar engraved his face on the shield. And he told Nebuchadnezzar, you hold the shield all the time in front of your eyes. And constantly you look at my picture. So don't think about anything else, just think about me. So the Gemara, that's the way it was. Nebuchadnezzar engraved his face on the shield of Nebuzaradan. Nebuzaradan took the shield, walked to Yerushalayim, and captured Yerushalayim, destroyed Yerushalayim, with the power that Nebuchadnezzar was engraved on the shield. Says Ari, an angel from Shamayim, when he goes to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to do, he says, how do you know that angel is going to complete the job? He says, maybe he'll quit in the middle. He's going to go to a different party. Or he's going to quit. Says Ari, an angel has a flag. Every angel has a flag, says the Midrash. And on the flag, there is Hashem's, if we may say, name on the flag. And the angel, by having the flag in his hand, is watching Hashem's name, like Nebuzaradan was holding the shield in his hand, and this gave him the power and the energy and the guts to go and capture Yerushalayim. Says this is the energy that angel has. This is what the Midrash says, when I'm Israel, on Mahamad Al-Sinai, when they saw the angels coming downstairs, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, they saw with their eyes that every angel had a flag. It says, we wish we should have flags. Therefore, says Ari, that's what it says in Lefik Parasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Am Yisrael the flags for every tribe. Flag was not needed in the desert. But the flag...
God gave them the
flag,
their insignia. No, who created their? Because when we read it last week,
right. Last year,
had their own flag.
Right. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, right. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu they should do flags. So the Midrash, why we need flags? It's because Am Yisrael wanted the flag. So the Midrash, why Am Yisrael wanted the flag? Because Am Yisrael saw that every angel has a flag. So what do you mean every angel has a flag? So the angel to carry his mission, it says the energy that the angel has that drives him, it's the flag that he's holding in front of his face.
The name of God.
With the name of God. Something similar what Nebuzaradan had in the picture of Nebuchadnezzar on his shield. It says, Am Israel wanted. Says Dari, when they saw the angels and they saw the idea how an angel is going to do and to complete the job is because of that flag, they said, we would like to have a flag as well. They said, that flag will give me so-called the power and inspiration to finish the job. Therefore, Hashem...
God's name is mentioned?
No, it doesn't have to be a name, it was a sign. But every flag had a sign and a special color.
They described their own, right,
but that description was from Hashem. And everybody saw the flag, they knew why I got this color, Hashem gave me this color. And why did Hashem say to engrave that picture on that idea on the flag? It's for me that I know this is my mission. And that drove Am Yisrael, that's what they loved so much, the flag. Zarif, that's the idea, it's called Pi Hashem, because the mouth of Hashem. Zarif, this is, was part in the desert, this is 2 weeks, Parashat Ma'arucha, it was a cloud in the desert constantly, that we follow the cloud. This is Hashem, so-called, made a joke out of us. He says, the minute we open up all the suitcases and put everything in the chest of drawers and we hung the suit, all of a sudden the cloud rose and we had to pack up everything, put everything in the suitcases before we had even had time to have a coffee.
Yes,
says, Zarif, what's that nonsense? What's that joke or something? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to us and says, Moshe, Hashem should say, listen, don't unpack your suitcases. Moshe should say, listen, we over here, it's just a short stop, we're only changing planes, the suitcases will go automatically to the next plane. He says, who has to unpack all the suitcases? Who has to hang all the suits? In the meantime, I finished hanging all the suits, all of a sudden the cloud rose, and all of a sudden I have to pack up all the suitcases and we have to run. I said, what's the idea? Zari, it says in the Torah, Al Pi Hashem Yisau, Al Pi Hashem Yachano, on the mouth of Hashem. So what is that? Zari, that's a continuation of fixing the sin, what you did with your mouth. It says, you took Hashem's name, and you made a swear, and you didn't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu anything. He said, listen, I'm telling Yosef without asking Hashem. He says, I'm going to destroy Shechem without asking Yaakov Avinu. He says, I'm going to eat from Etz Hadat without discussing with Hashem. He says, to prove that you're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell you, you're asking me? Here it is. I'll take your suitcase, hang up your clothing. He says, the minute you finish hanging up, he says, it's over. Put that back in the suitcase, let's go. He says, what do you do it? He says, that was the tikkun, says Ari, for us not asking and discussing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu the matter in the time of Etz Hadat, in the time of Yosef, in the time of Shimon and Levi. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to learn that even a move in the desert, you have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Ari, that's what it says. They didn't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the nation came and told Yeshua ben Nun, we are from far away, Yeshua didn't even ask them, what's the name of the country? May I see your passport? Tell me, what's your last name? Let me check you on the computer. Here's the Urim and Tumim. Here's the Lazar Kohen. Stand in front of the Lazar Kohen. They'll tell you right away if you're saying the lie. So just by looking at the Lazar Kohen, people could not say a lie. This is the Pi Hashem Lo Shaleh. It's a continuation of the original scene, not asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Nabi wrote, that story that happened to Yeshua, that he fell in the same trap as Moshe Rabbeinu, because Am Yisrael still did not ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. Again, this comes after the story of Yericho and the Ai, that if you remember, we learned the last few weeks, that Yeshua did not ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu certain things, he did on his own. So this is what he did on his own, he just took and asked to a new situation with the Givonim, with that nation, that because you didn't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, this is the nation is coming and prove to you that you don't know what you're doing because you don't discuss with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Why did Ali
Elazar doesn't say that Elazar knows. Nobody knows.